News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But it's a big day for tens of thousands of young people. I can tell that Ciara Kelly is swaying backwards and forwards, even though we're in different studios.
I just was.
Of course you were. It's impossible to stop you.
I know.
It is a big day.
I'm like those things outside
car inflatable arms.
Yeah, car showrooms.
Anyway, Leaving Cert results are out today, 10 o'clock. The portal goes live. Now, we have a lot of information and there's a lot of top lines there and we'll give them to you. Leaving Cert results have actually fallen this year because of grade deflation. It's kicking in after 5 years of those artificially high outcomes that were caused by the disruption from COVID. So on the face of it, a lot of people are going to be very nervous about that. But don't forget, it's affecting everybody. It's not just your grade that's being deflated if you're worried about it. The class of 2025 has been awarded fewer top grades. The proportion of H1s is down 2.6% compared to last year. And O1s, they're the ordinary level, are down by 2.1%. Ciara, it is an incredibly anxious time. There's nothing you can do about it now except go find out what it is and just remember that today is by and far just another day and the next step in your education.
And we have to put it in perspective. We do. We have to say there are back doors to everything, and if one door closes, another window will open and all of that. And that is entirely true.
The two Egypts who were talking to each other went off and did something completely different in college and now are on our different careers as time goes on. So it's not the end of the world.
I know all of that. And I say it every year. I'm like, I have perspective and all this. But I happen to have a Leaving Cert student this morning who I presume is at home asleep in bed, and as a consequence I feel quite sick with anxiety this morning, like many parents around the country, because even though I do know all the stuff about the perspective, I also, you want a path that's easy for your kids, you want their road to be without the speed bumps and all of those sorts of things, so it is still a really anxious morning for many families, for parents, for students. And no matter how we go till we're blue in the face and say, look, it isn't the end of the world. We can barely, I'd be hard pressed to tell you my exact results from my Leaving Cert. You know, I get all of that, but it is a lot of pressure this morning. And I do feel for all of those kids who are going to be logging on at around 10 o'clock looking to find out how they did. And it is tricky. And I also, and I know you, and I've made this point many times, I've banged on about grade deflation and the way they did it and how I wasn't happy about it many times on this show. But the reality is there's one thing wrong in what you said, Jonathan. You said, doesn't really matter that they're deflated because they're all deflated. There's a quarter of kids in that pot who are from last year and they weren't deflated by anything. So it is an uneven playing field this morning, and we will wait to see what the fallout from that is over the next week or so when the CAO offers come rolling round, because I suspect there will be some and there's no point in not saying it. But nonetheless, a nervous day, but yes, absolutely, a bit of perspective, really, really important for everyone.
And the media, and being the creatures that they are, will often focus on the people who do very well, the 625 kids out there. And good luck to you if you get the 625. There is the obscenity, Ciara, that if you get 625, you still mightn't get your course of choice.
I know.
If it's oversubscribed, there's probably still going to be a lottery for some of those courses. But every Leaving Cert today is an achievement of some kind or another.
You've gotten through school.
Don't forget that. You've gotten through school. And don't forget, there are people who have gone back to do the Leaving Cert later on and who are getting their grades today. It is a moment in time, and moments in time pass, but you also have to just keep that little bit of perspective, because life is not a straight line, and if it was, it'd be really, really boring. But good luck to everybody who, it used to be an envelope. It's more of a tactile experience. I don't know what it's like opening it on the website.
Remember going and getting mine, and I, in very typical me fashion, didn't go at 9 o'clock in the morning or whenever the envelopes were available. I strolled in at lunchtime. There was no one else around, and I went up, and Miss Kearns, who was the deputy principal of my school, a very nice lady, was standing there, and she handed me the envelope, and she looked quite surprised, and she said, "You did well." But I still remember the surprise on her face, and I said, "Thanks very much."
Thanks very much. Yeah. As you looked at school lovingly behind you, I was going to say something else there.
But anyway, the gap I was, let me tell you.
Anyway, we will talk to the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, after 8 o'clock. Keep the text coming in this morning if you are in that Leaving Cert household. 087 1400 1061 here.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.